Duke of Plumpton, trying to work into the clear. Here is the favourite, Humble Pie. Dubai Dominion took over at the 150. Duke of Plumpton, Humble Pie, Tough Vicar all trying to catch him. Dubai Dominion in front. Duke of Plumpton knuckling down. Dubai Dominion just though. And Dubai Dominion won it by a neck over Duke of Plumpton and third Humble Pie from Tough Vic.
Well, I hope Andrew Bobham's got a big mantelpiece at home because he's only been training for a few months. That was just his 14th runner that he saddled up. Four of them have won, and he's got two country cups, both care of Dubai Dominion, and also another beautiful ride by young jockey Tatum Bull. Andrew, congratulations.
G'day, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, thank you. It was a pretty good thrill yesterday. The horse... He's been a little bit of a revelation for us. I wasn't really sure what to make of him when he came to the yard. He obviously has ability because he ran a place in a black type race in Europe as a younger horse, but arrived to Australia with a pretty tricky rating of mid 70s. So he popped up on the online auctions and we got him. And as I said, I didn't know whether he was going to be a Prince City horse or a Country Cups horse, but the way he's been going, he's well and truly going to pay for himself.
I was going to say, what did you and the connections pay for him?
Yeah, it got him for 18 grand, which the way the tried horse market is at the moment, that was a steal. So he's back, he's in the black at the moment, and I think there's a fair bit of improvement in him still. So we're definitely at the bottom. He's done really well, so we'll just have to look at the calendar and see what's next.
Well, that's great shopping. He's won almost in excess of 40,000 for you. And to have only just begun your training career in your own right and to have a horse like this put your name on the map, two country cups, it doesn't get much better.
And we nearly had three. We just got pipped with the gear on Friday in the Halls,
yeah.
Halls Gap Cup. He got nutted in the last nod. So they're running well. And all these horses, they're all second-hand jobs that have been sacked from other stables. And In a previous role, I've been responsible for selling these types of horses. And when I first started training, I thought, not really keen on buying tried horses because they usually come with their issues, although that was the reason I did buy them in order to get to the races. But we're having a bit of fun with them, and Seemingly they're going well.
We'll have those Shepherd and Dogs peppered throughout today's program. Chatting with Andrew Bobham, the trainer who has just had 14 runners and he's already won two country cups. And yesterday was a big day, not just for Andrew, but for Tatum Bull. You must be wrapped with the connection that you've had with Tatum, Andrew. She rode that absolutely beautifully yesterday.
Yeah, we looked at the speed maps and we saw that the Tough Vic, Dean Holland, was on book the only likely speed. So the idea was just to jump well and sit outside him. Confident enough, I had him fit enough. So he's got a little bit challenged there at the corner, but dug in deeply and got the chockies. Yeah, she's been really handy for my operation. We first moved up this way. She works with Paul Prushko, which is about an hour up the road, and those guys have been very helpful. They help out to jump out and... freeing up riders. Tatum comes down to the farm here where we are between Stall and Halls Gap, and she comes and rides some work. So she's been doing the hard yards and she's getting the rewards.
How many horses have you got at the moment, Andrew?
As of this morning, we've got 17 in work, though another couple coming due to the good results. So there's nothing like training winners in order to develop the business. But yeah, we've got 17, but room for plenty more. We've got some quality staff up here, and we've got this training property, which we've got some pretty good publicity on over the last couple of weeks. And I think that's a big key to these tried horses thriving. They're trained out of yards. We can lock them up if we like in boxes with the yards, but we usually keep them outside. And we've got a heavy sand track, which is the unique selling point of the place. And that's like Dubai Dominion, for example. He's been in work for probably 10 weeks and he's only been to the track twice in that whole time. He's done everything at home. So I think it's just a way to find another way to switch them on. And he's the same. Begir is another one, that James Angel, who's now Begir. She's another tried horse that was set for the breeding barn, and she's had four runs and probably should have won them all. So there might be something in this heavy sand. Well, there definitely is something in this heavy sand. Forever here, Lindsay Smith, we're in Paul Prushko, always going on about the heavy sand. And when I wanted to make my next step, once this property became available, I jumped straight at it.
And you've spent a lot of time at Gay Waterhouse with Matt Kamani. Have you modelled any of your training on the way they do it, or have you learned as you go, a bit of both?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely a bit of both. Take lots from both of them. You take the work ethic from Gay and amongst other things, how to handle your owners and how to just do things properly. Matt's the ultimate professional. My whole day-to-day operations are a replica of how he does things. I'm moulding in as to what I've learned around the place into my own. In my own operation, things are a bit different up here, so you can't really train them like you would on a track. But the beauty is when I need to go to the track, we've got still race course 10 minutes away. So I usually do the younger horses in there that need the education of being taught how to be race horses and go around the track. And these older horses, we do at the farm and then take them into stall when need be.
And, gee, you've had a pretty diverse background. You've done a lot in your life so far. You've played NRL. Have you given Billy Slater or a few of the old NRL boys a call to say, hey, you need to give me a horse here?
Those blokes were a bit better than me. I was only just a reserve grader. That's like I said there before, training winners is the key to growing the business, I think. And the phone's been running hot the last couple of weeks, just mainly from congratulations, but we have picked up the odd horse here and there. The sales are on at the moment, but we're going to be active at the yearling sales, looking to find 2-year-olds, because although these horses are running well in country cups and these restricted type races, I think if you want to be fair to income and playing with the big boys, then you're going to have to be investing in the yearlings, because that's where the next stars are. So I will be active there and always looking for new clients.
Well, you sell yourself well as well, because you've had a media career as well. What did you do overseas in the media?
So back in the footy days, part of my deal was I was playing with Illawarra and then St George Illawarra, and part of my deal when I was a young bloke was to that the footy club had to get me a job. So, of course, the television company in Wollongong I was at the time, which was Wynn Television, were sponsoring the club at the time. So I worked at the TV station during the day and went to footy training in the afternoon. So learned all the ins and outs of television for about 4 years and went in the full-time squad for a year with the Dragons. That's when I played the one NRL game. But quite simply, wasn't good enough. So TV is what I knew. And I went travelling, went overseas and landed on my feet at CNN and worked in probably 50 countries for CNN. I worked probably 2 months in Iraq during the war. But lots of feature stuff. Ended up doing a tennis show with Pat Cash. We travelled the tennis circuit for 2 or 3 years doing features on all the big guys. But the one I loved the most was a racing show where Chesky Campani and myself, we put together a racing show which went to all the bigger racing operations and followed the calendar around and did profiles on all the bigger yards. And I was just like an absolute pig in mud. I was forever taken. Because I grew up in country New South Wales, and we were on race horses as kids, just bashing them around the farm. And my brother and myself, we always wanted to be race horse trainers. So the life got in the way, but I always knew that I'd come back and be a trainer at some point. So after 10 years in London, the time was right, and I thought, how will I go about it? And I've seen the ins and outs of some pretty good operations, and I thought, well, okay, got all the infrastructure. We'll go there, see where I fit in. Of course, I knew the Kamanis. I knew Matt Kamani through Cheska, and when he set up in Ballarat, he said, come down and be my offsider. So we started from scratch down there, and Matt's going to be one of the big players going forward, so I've taken plenty from him. We're just starting out here, but things are going well.
Yeah, they are flying, Andrew. You've rolled a couple of lifetimes already into what you've been able to do so far. Fascinating story. We'll love to catch up more, make you our Racing Pulse correspondent with that media background as well. So congratulations with what you've done so far, Andrew.
No, good. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.